Pope Benedict XVI will set off tomorrow on his 14th apostolic voyage and his first to Malta. The Pope was invited by the bishops of Malta to mark the 1900th anniversary of the shipwreck of St. Paul on the Mediterranean island. He will spend Saturday and Sunday in Malta visiting people and celebrating with the local church. Emer McCarthy is there and sends us this report.
Two Pope mobiles, 10 marching bands, 300 accredited foreign journalists, a choir of 5,000 children and 1,800 police. They're just some of the numbers that make up the organizational machine behind Pope Benedict XVI's visit to Malta. Malta's leading English-language newspaper, The Times of Malta, reports that the Pope will pass through over 40 parishes on his journey from the airport through Valletta, the capital, to Rabat, home to the Grotto of St. Paul, and where he will speak directly to the people of Malta for the first time. This is the grotto where 1,950 years ago St. Paul sought refuge from a shipwreck, and where, tradition holds, he first preached the Christian message to the people of the island. An island that is today home to 413,000 people, over 90% of whom say they are Catholic. The Malta Times Online has also published the routes that the Popemobile will take after it was inundated by requests from ordinary Maltese who, in their own words, want to turn out to welcome their Pope. But this sense of anticipation, the excitement that permeates the island and its people, has found little space in international press, which instead prefers to focus on the abuse scandal and their view of its impact on Pope Benedict. On Friday, a local victim support group welcomed the acceptance of their request for a meeting by the promoter of justice in the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, Monsignor Charles Scicluna. Monsignor Scicluna, a native of Malta, has agreed to meet the group in June. In a statement issued to press, the group of 10 men who were abused as children say that they welcome the Pope to Malta with open arms. With only 2 days to go, organizers have had to increase the seating capacity and widen the paths on Floriana Square, where Sunday the Holy Father will celebrate Mass. While an estimated 10,000 young people have requested passes to attend their meeting with the Pope on Valletta waterfront on Sunday evening. And here are some last numbers for you. 400, the number of prisoners who will be included in the waterfront meeting with the Pope. 150, the small coloured fishing boats that will form a guard of honour around the Pope as he crosses Valletta Harbour, the successor of St. Peter, the fisher of men. And finally, 365, the churches. One on almost every street, or as the Maltese themselves prefer to say, one for every day of the year. From Malta, waiting for Pope Benedict, I'm Emer McCarthy.